Terrence Staley. And remember, each commenter has 2 minutes. We have a Jen in the front with signs to give you a little warning there. Time's running short.
Good evening. My name is Vincent Staley. I'm a resident of Spotsylvania County, Virginia. I'm a retired businessman, and the only dog I have in this fight is clean water. My passion is fly fishing, and I want to be able to see my feet when I'm wading in our rivers. I want to be able to unhook a striped bass without having to wear protective gloves. And I don't want to be afraid of immersing my hands in Virginia's waters. For 12 years, I lived one block from the banks of the Rappahannock River. And for the past 19 years, I drove to Fredericksburg every day. My route took me over several tributaries of the Rappahannock and followed the river to town. When I was working, my business trips took me to most of the major towns and cities in the Old Dominion. From March to October, I drove I-95, 81, 64, 66, 77, 58, 85, state routes 211, 29, 15, 20, and 52, and many more than I can remember. And I tell you this in order for you to understand that I have observed Virginia's waterways in all the seasons of the year. So in order to get these TMLDs in place, I don't want to see Virginia farmers go out of business because I want them to raise crops, not townhouses and parking lots and shopping centers. Don't want to put anybody out of business. And I'm sure there's really good farmers out there, but from my experience, none of them live close to the road where I drive. So if there are good farmers and landowners out there, they must be hidden somewhere back in the hinterland. But if you drive any of the highways in Virginia and look over the bridges, it's a mess. They're brown in the spring and they're green in the summer from too much nitrogen and phosphates. And when you see silt in the water, what you don't see is the pathogens, the nitrogen, and the phosphorus. We need to clean it up. It's time to stop passing the buck to future generations. It's time for our grandchildren and their children to finally be able to go down into the water and not be afraid. Thank you very much.
Our next commenter.